Outside the Clarendon Metro Station in Arlington, on a sweltering afternoon, a candidate for governor is struggling against the summertime heat to gain the attention of voters.
Oh, I'm Cliff Hire. I'm the Libertarian candidate for governor of Virginia.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, sir. I'm running on a more inclusive and innovative Virginia. I want to reform the tax and regulatory system. I want to reform the criminal justice system, make things more fair for everybody here in Virginia.
That's cool, man.
Cliff Hire will be on the ballot statewide as a candidate for governor, but you may not have heard of him, at least not yet. The patent attorney from Northern Virginia is running as a libertarian, a party he describes as conservative on fiscal issues and liberal on social issues. If elected governor, he says he would use the power of the office to ramp down the war on drugs.
That's something that I could do immediately as soon as I came into office, is I could order law enforcement to deprioritize marijuana use. I wouldn't want to see anybody who's arrested only for marijuana use. It's certainly a very poor use of scarce resources.
He would also take aim at the criminal justice system.
The sentences that are being handed down are very often disproportionate. If you look at surveys showing the levels of use, you know, between African American and other communities, and then the level of arrests, very disproportionate.
The last libertarian candidate to run for governor was Robert Sarvis, who ran against Terry McAuliffe and Ken Cuccinelli in 2013. Now, he did better than any other third-party candidate in the last 40 years, but it still wasn't enough to crack 10%.
The problem is that we don't actually have a level playing field. We have to spend a lot of effort just to get on the ballot. Once we're in the ballot, there's an effort to keep us out of the debates.
Sarvis says he should have been included in the debates.
I was polling 10%. I got 145,000 votes, and I still wasn't allowed in debates, and I think that's a tragedy.
So far, Hire has yet to receive an invitation to any of the debates this year. The Virginia Bar Association will be conducting the first debate this weekend, but it won't be including Hire because he doesn't have the necessary polling numbers and he hasn't raised enough money. But that doesn't mean he won't have an influence over the outcome of the election.
Remember the last time Ed Gillespie came within 17,000 votes of beating Mark Warner. If this is a 17,000 vote race, then you could be in a situation where the libertarian candidate does, in fact, play the spoiler.
That's Quentin Kidd at Christopher Newport University.
If this race is as close as I think it could be, then the libertarian candidate could play the spoiler. And in that case, he would hurt Ed Gillespie.
On some issues, Hire and Gillespie aren't all that far apart. Take the issue of expanding Medicaid.
Expansion is forever. You know, it's almost a poison pill, because once you get that expansion, it's really hard to roll it back.
And then there's the abortion debate.
In general, on abortion issues, I would defer to the legislature. So the exception to that would be if there's something that I feel is unconstitutional.
But then there's the controversial issue of the pipelines.
Well, I'm opposed to the pipelines, and I'm opposed to them mainly for property rights reasons.
Back on the campaign trail in Clarendon, Hire is making an elevator pitch at the top of an escalator.
I think it's very unfortunate some of the rhetoric that we've seen recently that's, I think, been very discouraging to people who want to visit here from overseas. But, you know, I think they're a wonderful asset, and I hope that we can reverse the trend in that respect.
That's cool, man.
Okay, very nice meeting you.
I really hope you make it, man.
Great, thanks a lot.
Enjoy.
Reporting from Arlington, I'm Michael Pope.